This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across America and the Caribbean and around the world via the Internet and on the satellite, streaming online live right now. Now, special thanks goes out to all of our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, but also to our first responders, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the third watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, keeping America rolling along, as well as all those snowplow and sander drivers out there doing their thing tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you for what you're doing to keep America rolling along. Now, let's not forget, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page or on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, and now, here he is, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the president went to Wildwood, New Jersey, which is kind of a unique place. It is a resort area of New Jersey, in South Jersey. And pretty much this time of the year, there's not a lot going on there. But at their big convention center that they have there in Wildwood, they had people that were in the parking lot that made a line getting ready for the president's rally Sunday night. And by Monday morning, there were 5,000 people in that line camped out waiting to be the first ones in the door.
Yes, that's exactly right, Captain. And here they are in blue New Jersey, basically.
Yeah.
And here you have a Trump rally akin to Trump rallies that we would see perhaps in different parts of the country that did, where states did in fact vote for Donald Trump, for president. So this is very significant, and you better bet that the Democrats are taking notice of this because, Captain, many people who had gone to that rally are literally walking away from the Democrat Party, just like their Congressman Van Drew did, and that was front and center at the rally as well, and the president talked about it.
Well, I think it was somewhere around 10%. They did a pretty good estimate trying to figure out how many people that were there that were either party switchovers or had switched or whatever. And I think it was 10%, something like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's approximately that, or people who did not vote for President Trump in the last election. But here's the thing, too. President Trump is coming into this campaign cycle with a record of things that he's done. And it's still a change election, I would say, but the idea is that President Trump can come in and say, here's what we did, here's how I've accomplished things, here about jobs, etc., and people are responding to that.
All right, now the president's defense team yesterday finish their defense, and I guess they did it in 12 hours less time than what they were allowed. Is that correct?
That's right. I believe they took 12 of their 24.
Mm-hmm. And Adam Schiff was complaining that they didn't use their full time. And the only thing I could think of when he was complaining was, could it be they're not prepared yet for whatever they're going to do next?
Well, you know, Adam Schiff and the others, they took pretty much every last second of their time.
Well, they had to. They didn't have anything.
Well, of course. And they were repetitive.
Yep.
And quite frankly, if I was a U.S. senator sitting there saying to myself, you know, they're saying the same things over and over again. They're making me sit here with just some water and milk, you know, and they're
and a snuck-in candy bar if you could do it.
That's right. That's right. And so, you know, I think that the senators were probably very happy that the Trump team took less time just on the practicality of it all. But really, Captain, the Trump team were able to refute the House managers, and they were able to succinctly say what really happened and all of the different testimony, or rather the presentation about the non-constitutionality of the charges, et cetera, et cetera. And they were able to do that in record time. And that means something.
Well, the GOP also, in lieu of this Bolton thing, and they believe that the Democrats are good, Senator McConnell yesterday came out and said that he did not have the votes to stop the vote passing to bring witnesses in. So I understand that the Republicans have a plan B. Do you know what that is?
Yes. What that does, or what that is, in the event that they vote to have more witnesses, the Republicans can amend this whole thing to include a package of other witnesses, which would include people like Adam Schiff, presumably some of his staff members who would have had contact with the whistleblower, and of course also Hunter Biden, Captain, whose behavior with the Ukrainian Burisma and so forth. This goes right to the very heart of the matter about the corruption that President Trump was understandably and rightfully so concerned about with this money that would have been appropriated to go to Ukraine. The president was doing his job, but this will probably not sit well with many other senators, and it's likely that all of this could fall apart based on that kind of amendment.
Okay, and I'm talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and, of course, we're running out of time in this segment, but when we come back with the second segment, there's a spy case looming right now, folks, that you probably haven't heard about, involving a Harvard professor and a Chinese lieutenant and some biological product that was going to be shipped out of the country. This is really strange stuff, and we'll get right into that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. And Kathy is going to give you the phone number. Go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's up.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program, my conversations with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with any type of nagging pain and you can't get rid of it and want a solution, I got one for you. Now, I have arthritis, so arthritis is something that can be very painful as well as debilitating in some people. But I've been taking Relief Factor now for 3 years and 10 months, and it's been working for me. Also, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pain, just in general, this will cut that down, this Relief Factor. It's an all-natural product. It comes with four capsules in a little packet that you take. You start out for the first week taking three packets a day, morning, noon, and night. And then the next week you take two, morning and afternoon or night. And at the end of the 2 weeks of the three-week quick trial program, you probably are going to have a good idea as whether that's going to work or not. So there you go. So let me suggest to you that you try the Relief Factor three-week quick start program right away. You go over to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and it's right there on the homepage. And order the 1995 three-week quick start. Now, you'll know. Again, you will know after 2 weeks, 3 weeks at the very most, whether or not it's going to work. If for some reason it doesn't work for you, you're just out $20 and then you go on about your business. Tell them you don't want any more. But if you find it's working for you, as about 81% of the people that order the quick start have found out, then it'll just automatically go on automatic delivery and you'll get it every month. And I'll tell you what. You're going to find out what I already know. It works. It works. It's that simple. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. go over there, check it out, watch the little video that's there, and then give it a shot and let me know how it's working out for you. All righty. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us again. Hi, Kyle, how are you?
Hey, Captain. We're doing great.
Now, let's talk about this virus, this China virus. We've got several countries that are bringing their embassy staff out of China right now, in particular the United States, and also, I believe, Japan. And Japan announced yesterday that they were going to fly them back to a military base, their people, and they were going to quarantine them for a couple of weeks and see what happens. Now, I understand that the United States folks were originally going to fly into Ontario, which is right out there in your backyard in California, but they decided instead, because of not getting them in the public realm right away, because that could be really bad, that they were going to fly them to March Field, which used to be the old March Air Force Base. I believe it's now California Air National Guard Base. And I don't know about the quarantining, but if it were me, that's a no-brainer. I would just send them down and have them stay there for a couple of weeks until you made sure they weren't sick.
Well, Captain, you're right. 2 weeks is the what we know to be, at least, or thought to be, the incubation period for this particular coronavirus strain. So if people get off an airplane and go into different parts of California or off to some other parts of the country from there, that could be very problematic to be sure. Now, the all these different American citizens, approximately 240, we understand, they were screened before takeoff. They also made a fueling stop in Anchorage, Alaska. They were also screened there as well. There were medical personnel aboard the airplane as well. But now, you're right, they've gone to March Air Reserve Base, or March Field as it's known here. And that is a little bit down the way from Ontario, but the March Air Base is out in the Moreno Valley area of Southern California. But you're right. So we'll get more information as to exactly what happens to these passengers, but the significance of this is, I don't think, can be understated, Captain, for the national security implications. We see what's happening in China. We've got the official numbers, but we know that they are not correct. They are much higher, most unfortunately, than probably what the official word is, and this thing is spreading fast.
Now, in the midst of all of this, ladies and gentlemen, we have another developing story that just surfaced yesterday. We have an American professor at Harvard who was arrested for spying for China. Now, they found that he had over $1 million in several different bank accounts that he had gotten from China. This fella is in a biological program, and there was another person that was arrested for trying to smuggle some biological material out of the country, and a third person, a Chinese lieutenant, female Chinese lieutenant, who apparently was a student there at Harvard, who has gone back to China. They also put out a warrant for her, but of course she's in China, so nothing will happen.
That's right. And when she came into the United States, she neglected to say, Captain, that she was a lieutenant in the Chinese People's Liberation
Army. Oh, it's just slipped her mind.
Yeah, exactly. And but yes, she was able to send a lot of stuff back to Beijing. We understand, but you're right. She's now back in China, so highly unlikely that she will ever see any kind of charges, or at least have to face charges in the United States physically for that. But the professor as well, this is also very, very disturbing. Harvard, of course, has put out a statement saying that they're going to cooperate with any investigation. But we understand, Captain, the Chinese government was paying this Harvard professor some $50,000 a month for his services. This is a big deal, and this kind of spying is a lot more rampant than we are hearing about. It's very, very.
And in lieu of this virus that showing up, and we're talking about a biological professor and biological content that they were trying to get out of the country to go probably to China, I'm just guessing, don't know. This really makes one wonder.
Well, of course. Now, part of this part of what this program is about, of recruiting people here in the United States, or literally sending in spies, is trying to advance Chinese technology, and perhaps in this case, because of the nature of the stuff that they were smuggling, trying to smuggle out, perhaps having to do with biological weapons or these kinds of things, or at least that kind of research, one might think.
Right. Now, the other thing is, we have a lot of different people who are here, Chinese foreign nationals, if you will, working at different universities doing research, or they're there with grants, you know, federal grants or this, that, and the other. And it makes you wonder, as to what the status is of those people.
Well, sure, exactly. I mean, you know, no matter what aspect or industry, this is one of the reasons why we have the procedures we have for people to come into this country, whether it is to come here to work or to come here to study. And so I think that especially when it comes to that, perhaps we'll see hopefully some kind of review of that, or something where our fears are going to be allayed at the very least, that when people come here to this country, especially from a country where arguably they have designs that may not meet with our own values or worldview or the way that nations interact with one another, we have to be very careful.
Now, the other thing is, of course, this is something that could be a national security issue. You and I talked about this earlier, right?
Yes, yes.
So what are your thoughts about that?
Of the coronavirus, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. But the national security issue. We could have people here doing some really bad things.
Well, exactly. Exactly right. See, that's exactly where all this is going. Because and this is just perhaps the things that we know about so far. I mean, this seemed like a pretty, as far as I can tell, pretty mild-mannered Harvard, you know, garden variety Harvard professor guy, but yet working behind the scenes and being paid oodles of money to do it. And you know, this is how you recruit people. You find out what their currency is, and then you go from there. But it just goes to show that this kind of thing does happen. It's not in a movie, but if it was in a movie, people would say, "Oh my goodness, how did this happen?" Well, this is reality, so we got to find out how this happens and stop it.
Right. By the way, we now know that the rocket attack, the the missile attack on our base in Iraq has resulted in 50 TBI people that were injured. Now, they all haven't been admitted. Some of them are being observed. Other people have already been released and sent back to their duty. But 50 soldiers were involved in that. So hold that thought. Here comes the music. And Kyle Warren and I will be right back with more right after these messages coming right up here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And again, if you want to opine, I'm going to have Kathy, our good friend Kathy Curtis, give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president's Senate impeachment trial moves into the next phase as Senator jurors will be allowed to ask questions of the House managers and the president's attorneys. The White House team finished up their defense.
It is time for this to end.
The president's lawyers dismissing new claims from John Bolton that contradict their defense.
Are you going to allow proceedings on impeachment to go from a New York Times report about someone that says what they hear is in a manuscript?
The leaked manuscript. The leaked manuscript from John Bolton's forthcoming book says the president did condition aid to Ukraine on investigations into Joe and Hunter Biden. The remains of two Americans have been recovered from the wreckage of a small jet that crashed in Afghanistan on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren, who's waiting on the telephone line for me to get right back to him. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years with the insurance on their cars and their trucks and other things. They are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, if you go over to Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and type in your zip code, you'll find out two things. First of all, they'll ask you how they can help you on their website, because if you don't want to go through an insurance agent or agency, then you can get any questions asked you want there. You can get a quote, whatever you want, off the website. But they'll also tell you who your agent is in your area, and you can also go about doing it that way. But I will tell you that Geico can offer you insurance not only for the car that you're driving, the truck that you're driving, but also the motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, Sea-Doo, Ski-Doo. And if you want to lower down your car insurance a little bit, if you get their homeowners or renter's insurance too, they'll bundle it all together in a package, and you'll get yourself a little discount that you hadn't planned on. So, there you go. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, this Parmas guy is back in the news again. He wants to share more documents with the country.
Well, Of course, and we're not surprised about that at all, because he is the current cause of celeb, you know, in, actually though being eclipsed by John Bolton though, and again, this is all about stuff that, suddenly if we just get more documents from Lev Parnas, or if we just hear from John Bolton, then all of the special information will finally fall into place and we'll find Bigfoot, basically, is what they're telling us. But, you know, and I love those Bigfoot shows, but I tell you, they'll never find them, and they never do. So that's the problem with the Democrats.
Yeah, and again, we'll see what happens. Now, you heard me talk about the Vindman twins yesterday with you, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's some more information on them. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, the one that testified in front of the impeachment committee in the House voluntarily, because he got a subpoena, and then he wanted to testify. He went against the orders of the president, but did it anyway. He obviously got his name up in lights. But we found out that his brother, his twin brother, who also works for the National Security Council, is the guy that vets the material, like, oh gosh, I don't know, if they were to get the manuscript for John Bolton, he would be the one vetting it. He would have looked at it. Now, it's widely believed right now that the twin brother is the one that saying that he saw the manuscript, which we, to our knowledge, no one's seen yet because it hasn't made it to the NSC as far as anybody knows. But saying that he saw it, he may have been the one, may have, and I have to be careful here, he may have been the one that leaked it to the New York Times.
Well, true, and we don't know exactly how that happened, but we know the New York Times, as I recall correctly, they said they had not been able to verify it or read it or these kinds of things. So once again, we have something out there that is a, you know, this is a hearsay thing. There's a possibility that it says this, and then that allows the news media, talking heads on cable to go out there and say things like, well, if true, then this is devastating, this kind of stuff. But I think, though, Captain, it was very interesting what Alan Dershowitz said in along the if true line of reasoning. And he said, even if this were true, it still is not impeachable. And that was what his message was overall, in terms of the how these articles were crafted and the constitutionality of the whole thing. So even so, it's not an impeachable thing that suddenly the Senate will now vote to remove the president. It's ridiculous.
Now, a couple of things happened yesterday involving Joe Biden. First of all, did you hear him come out and make reference to Michelle Obama and say, you know, I wouldn't mind having her as a vice presidential candidate?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
he said that.
Well, that he's scrambling, too. He can't understand this whole Bernie factor thing.
Well, he's not also going to be able to understand something else that came out in Breitbart yesterday. Apparently, his sister Valerie sent millions, siphoned, call it whatever you want, millions of dollars of Joe's campaign dollars went over to her own consulting firm.
Wow. Well, that's going to be significant. And if he was a Republican, he'd be being fried right now, you know, just by the media, no doubt.
Yes, Breitbart's reporting that. Breitbart's also reporting, and I did see this on television, Hillary was interviewed. And Hillary said that she felt the urge to run, but she wouldn't. She would support whoever the candidate was.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, this comes on the heels of her calling Tulsi Gabbard a Russian asset. And then also, what was the other thing?
And she has not backed down from that. She was talking about the women being discriminated against.
Right.
By the media and by the men and this, that, and the other. But yet she failed to mention her own going after Chelsea Gabbard.
And then basically, you know, and then saying how, you know, nobody likes Bernie Sanders, you know, stuff like that. The real story that's going on that most of the mainstream media are not talking about and not covering, I think, on purpose, is the fact that the Democrats are literally at war with one another. And as we see Joe Biden continue to falter, I know he's in the polls and so forth still doing quite well, but generally speaking, and then he even told the one voter, okay, go vote for somebody else, and, you know, just, you know, broke the cardinal sin, basically, of campaigning. And you know, he's not doing very well out there on the campaign trail as a candidate, I think.
All right, and before I go to the caller that we got on the line here, Project Veritas came out again with this Sanders staffer, another Sanders staffer, who called for plans for extreme action even if Bernie was elected. And he said, after we abolish landlords, we won't have to kill them.
You see, what does this sound like in history, Captain? This sounds like, you know, go back.
It sounds like Bernie's got a bunch of freaking looting immigrant nuts against him with him.
Exactly.
All right, let's go to the phone line because I think this is our resident professor emeritus on the line. Is this Dan the Man?
Hey, this is me.
Yeah, you got about a minute, so go for it.
Okay, what I think is, if they call witnesses the way the Democrats want to do, and they might, I kind of doubt it. They'd call in Bolton. Bolton would be the first to have to testify. And I think they would bring in Hunter Biden, and he'd just plead the fifth, and he'd be in a Lois Lerner situation. You got nothing new. He doesn't say anything, and he's out. And that's the way they're hoping that Hunter Biden would spill his guts like Bolton once with him. I can tell you, if John Bolton gets up there and sells this guy out, that guy being Donald Trump.
Not going to happen.
Never work his,
He's not going to do that. His reputation over the years has not even been remotely close to doing that. He's been a loyal soldier along the way. I don't believe he's going to sell anybody out.
Well, there's been a lot of them that have.
I don't think Bolton will, though.
But you notice Bolton's not on TV.
No.
He's not doing what he used to do.
Nope.
I don't know what, you know, but I think the dislike that Bolton has for Trump, anything's possible.
Well, the media created that, and we don't even know about the dislike. That's all coming from the media. It's not coming from Bolton.
Well, his chief of staff, his former chief of staff at National Security Council said, hold that book until after the election's over.
Sure.
And I think that's a smart move to go. So
sure.
Chief of staff must know something about his personality. Because Bolton can have a tongue that is sharp as a knife sometimes.
I'm sure he does, because I interviewed him when he was down here in 2012. He had a very sharp wit about him, but he didn't strike me as being abusive. All right, well, I got to go, Dan, so thank you.
Okay, all right.
Dan the Man, everybody. And, Kyle, you know, again, I've interviewed Bolton. I don't know him personally the way some of these other people do, but he had a chance to take after anybody he wanted in 2012, and he didn't. He was polite. He was respectful. His comments were definitely sharp and online as they always were, but he just didn't go after anybody, and he had the chance.
Well, sure, yeah. We're going to have to see, you know, sort of how all this, you know, pans out. But again, one of the things that we're hearing be sensationalized is the notion of what Bolton is going to say and how he's going to say it. And the media are trying to whip this into some kind of frenzy.
Of course they are.
Yeah, and because the media is also talking to the voters. You know, there's the senators are one thing, but the voters, and this is why Adam Schiff droned on and on and on, because this was their 24-hour campaign.
They don't want to know what I know, because I'm going to mention it here in the next hour, but I'll tell you what, impeachment is not a problem for Trump in the upcoming election, and his polling numbers are the highest they've been in 5 years right now. They don't want to know that, and I'm going to get into all that, and here comes the music, so tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, and by the way, Thursday, we will have Wayne Allen Root on Thursday night over Friday morning, so there you go. Alrighty, coming right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch as we get ready for our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. It's not all that bad out there tonight, except for a few scattered areas. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, now it's time for the Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your closest Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop. And here we go for all the truckers out there tonight and everybody working the Third Watch.
This ain't no temporary, typical, tearful goodbye. This ain't no breaking up and waking up and making up one more time. This is gone, 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 gone.
Montgomery Gentry bringing you in with Gone. That's what that's called. And speaking of gone, hopefully we can get rid of this doggone coronavirus. And by the way, Joanna, I will check on that during the course of the day and see what I can find out. And I'll just have to tell you all about it tonight. Joanna asked me whether or not I knew about a patent that was taken out on the coronavirus back in 2018, and no, I don't, but I will try to find out for you and see if I can get back and let you know. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by your pilot travel centers and Flying J truck stops all across the country, and we call it the Trucker Highway and Byway Report because we're going to tell you all about what's going on out there weather-wise anyway. Now, we're going to get a quiet day or two coming up for the U.S. Lower 48, which we could use a little break, but it's not going to be a permanent break. Now, a system will pass through the south and northern Gulf Coast region with some rain and a few thunderstorms, perhaps some light snow on the northern periphery from the mid-Mississippi Valley on up to the western Ohio Valley from about, I-40, maybe I-70, I-64 north up towards the Great Lakes. Now, I will tell you that right now we're getting a light dusting of snow in the eastern part, southern and eastern part of Kansas, over across the lower part of Missouri, over towards St. Louis, not quite to St. Louis, but over towards the southern corner of Illinois and Missouri and Kentucky right now. Definitely if you're going up I-44, you're going to be in some snow as you get over towards Fort Leonard Wood and go up over the hills and mountains that are there, the Ozarks, the upper end of the Ozarks. And once you get out of that, then you should be out of it, but it's just a general light dusting of snow through that area. Now, also, I'll come over to the East Coast. I don't see anything in the Northeast at all. All the way over as far as Indiana and Michigan and all the way down to the Gulf, I don't see anything at all to bother you in terms of weather. Might be a little patchy fog in some areas, but that's about it. Now, got some wind in central Illinois tonight. Got some wind way up in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, over north of Wisconsin, as well as in the Green Bay area. You probably got some wind in there. And looking over into Texas, the Metroplex to Texas, down towards San Antonio, got some winds whipping around in there tonight. Definitely have got some rain tonight into the panhandle of Oklahoma and east of Amarillo. So up there in the panhandle of Oklahoma, you've got some rain in there. And then there's some fog in Kansas tonight, goes up through the central part of Nebraska too, then goes up through the central part of South Dakota and North Dakota, and it spreads out as it gets up into northern North Dakota, all across the Canadian border there from the western part of North Dakota along the border, all the way over almost to Minot, but not quite. And the central part of North Dakota tonight has definitely got some dense fog there. So if you're going across 94 west of Fargo towards Bismarck, you're going to be in it for sure, so be careful up there. Now, we got some winds in Wyoming tonight, nothing to be concerned about, but winds. Got some winds in the eastern part of Idaho tonight, just above Utah. Got some winds up in Montana tonight. Looks like 4th of July, it's a rather windy night up there, so be advised. And then down below in California, along I-8 and along I-40, there's some winds there in the high desert, and some winds as you come into the San Diego and Los Angeles area tonight, so be advised of that. Now, up in Washington State, where the storm system is still working its way in slowly, We have some rain west of Seattle over towards the coast, Pacific coast, and then east of Seattle up on top of Snoqualmie and all the way up to the Canadian border and all the way down through the central mountains of Washington to the east of I-5. You've got snow. So you, and this is into general snow, nothing all that drastic. So you have a little bit of snow when you go up over the top of Snoqualmie tonight to deal with. And that's about it. That's just about it. Now, I've got some really good information tonight. You're going to enjoy Denise Simon's segments tonight, but right after Denise Simon at 4:30 Eastern Time, which is hour number three, for those of you that get the show in hour segments, hour number three, I'm going to have a young congressman, first-term congressman, from Florida, Florida 17. His name is Greg Stube. He'll be on the air at 4:30. We'll be doing one segment. He's an Iraq War veteran. I've known him for a number of years. I knew him before he got involved in politics. I actually knew his dad, the former sheriff here in Manatee County, who took the place of Charlie Wells, who was a legend. Brad Stube took over for him and ran the department, retired, I believe it was in 2017. And now Charlie Wells' son is the sheriff over in Manatee County. But anyway, Greg Stube is going to be on, going to be talking about some great things. And you're going to like what we're going to hear. So there we go. Now, the other thing is the health issues with this virus got a lot of people concerned and upset. And they don't really know what's going on. Eric is telling me he doesn't know the patent number either. But yes, there was a version of the coronavirus which was patented some years ago. However, it's having, let's see, it is a massively downplayed by the usual suspects, which include Snopes. Well, Snopes is, you got to remember, Eric, Snopes is part of the Ehrenberg College, which is, I think, tied up with the University of Illinois and Bill Ayers and Bernadette Dorn and that bunch. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's what all that is. And who knows what's going on. But again, nothing would surprise me when you're talking to Chinese because, you know, we could actually be seeing some of the early results of them playing around and testing with some biological stuff. Nothing would surprise me. They could lose a few million people. It wouldn't bother them. Wouldn't bother them at all. Just saying. Just saying. And why wouldn't you want to experiment like that if you were the bad guys to see what would happen? I mean, we know Russia has tried to kill some of their agents with chemical stuff out on the open sea, as well as in landlocked places like London, England. They got rid of one of their spies once, and they almost killed a father and a daughter team that was there. They, I forget what they were doing, but they were whistleblowers. They went after them. So, I'm not surprised. Oh, by the way, don't forget, the Club 45, Thursday night, this week, over there at the River Church, going to have the Black Robes Regiment folks there. And it's going to be a very interesting meeting. The doors open at 6:30. Come on over. Find out what we're all about over there, Club 45. Very active club here in Tampa Bay. And I'll be back right after the break here on the Captain's America Third Watch, top of the hour news and all that stuff. And when we come back, we got lots more to talk about, and I got some audio I'm going to play here, too. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.